Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and we're joined here in studio now by a couple members of the Geary County Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've got Michelle Steinmates and Rick Dykstra joining us here. Thanks for being here, guys.
Good morning.
Woohoo! Big time in KMAN.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have you guys in here. Tell us, I guess, what's the latest going on here within Geary County?
Well, there's a few things. We just finalized our marketing grants and our community support grants that we do each year. We give out 10 $1,000 marketing grants to area businesses and different events that are planned in our community for marketing. We also just completed the community support grant, and that's up to $20,000 for special events in our community. So we spread that around a little bit to help people and come into the community and stay overnight and go back home. So,
all right, so much to offer down in Geary County, and you know, it's they're a neighbor here to us in Manhattan, but a big economic region here that we have between the two areas.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, Rick, tell us a little bit more about what you've got here.
Well, I kind of do the outdoors. I do a lot more, but the bald eagles are really starting to arrive. I counted 14 yesterday. I do a lot of photos, and they're really starting to arrive around Milford Lake. Great thing to see. You can go down and spend some time at the Milford Nature Center, which is free, and then go up and just see wild bald eagles. A lot of people come over. You have bald eagles? Yeah, we have bald eagles, and we're going to probably end up come at the end of this month with a couple hundred over there, but there's probably about 30 there now, and like I said, I had a group of 14 yesterday, so that's going on. Then we have a lot of Christmas time events going on at the Seal Hoover Opera House. You can come over there and watch some productions over there. We have a big, what is that, the Junction City Hometown Christmas, Michelle?
Yes, that's this Friday evening. And it includes a lot of the downtown business area, and the main hub of the event is at the CL Hoover Opera House. So Santa's coming, carriage rides, all the fun stuff for kids and adults.
My wife told me I'm getting cold, so I haven't been the best of guys.
Well, and Dave's looking over there.
I see Dave. Dave loves to fish. I love fishing with Dave. Dave's a great guy. Hi, Dave.
Hi, I'm Rick.
You're a great guy. You love to fish.
I'm sitting here thinking, going through the swag bag you brought.
Yes.
By the way, thank you for doing that. This nice little tape measure.
We wanted you to be able to measure your success in life.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
And then when you go fishing.
I figured, Rick, have you caught a fish as long as this tape measure goes?
Yes.
Which is 50 inches.
Catfish, bigger than that. In fact, I don't know if you heard, Dave, in 2019, we are bringing the Cabela's King Cat Championship Qualifier.
I have heard that.
To Milford Lake.
That's awesome.
It is.
That's a big coup for you guys.
Well, yes. You know, we keep our outdoors in the forefront. We love our outdoors, and we love to get people exposed to the outdoors.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Yeah, we saw that story come out, I think, late last week. That's a pretty big deal there. You mentioned the hometown Christmas coming up this weekend. I know Santa Claus is also going to maybe be out Saturday at the Stark House.
Yes, they sure are.
Starkey.
Thank you for
yes.
that.
Yes.
No problem.
Well, what else do you guys have coming up here in the month of December?
Well, there's a lot of different things going on. I know the military band will be performing at the Opera House as well. We're winding down our year end, and January starts. We're kicking off for our first annual Sundown Salute dueling pianos at the Geary County Convention Center. The Geary County CVB is in basically the operational part of Sundown Salute this year. So we're kicking that off in January. Of course, you know, Rick talked about eagles. Well, we have Eagle Day coming up, too, in January. So we have a couple trade shows, outdoor shows that we attend in January and February. Then we go into, we kick it off with other events such as Run for the Wall and Biplane Fly-In that's coming up.
Float Your Boat.
Float Your Boat will be in August.
Cardboard Boat Racing.
Yes.
Why don't you have that in December?
Oh, my.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You know, one time they did the raise the money and jump in the ice, and I did that, and I jumped in the ice.
Uh-huh. I did that, too.
I'll never do it again.
Uh-uh.
Other people were getting out like it was all cool and all that. when I got out, it was no joke.
That polar plunge, Yeah, I think the water temperature when I did it was 46, which is balmy.
Yeah, they had to chainsaw through the ice for us to jump in.
Yeah, they
and when I was under, when I jumped in, I was under. This is it. And when I got out, there was no like me being cool. No, give me something. It was like I'm dying.
Yeah,
it was just terrible.
Yeah,
but I did it and raised money. Can I add on about December? We have Wreaths Across America, which is a national event. They're coming to Heritage Park, and we invite everybody to come to that. And that is going to be on December 15th in Heritage Park at 11:30. As Michelle said, on that same day, we have the 1st Infantry Division Band Concert. We also have coming, like you said, to Starkey House on December 8th, Santa Claus. You get your picture with Santa. At the C.L. Hoover Opera House on December 1st and 2nd, we have a Christmas Carol. And then Fort Riley, which we love, is doing their 35th tour of homes by the Historical and Archaeological Society. So that's really nice. And we're at junctioncity.org if you want information, junctioncity.org, and you get all that kind of information.
Yes.
Great.
Great.
All right, yeah, a lot of cool events coming up here during the month of December, and I'm not sure.
Not me. It's her.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not me.
Well, I see here on your calendar here, there's actually an event coming up, a free event, open to the public, and it's on Christmas Day.
It's called Santa. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
You can come and have a Christmas meal.
That's right, at J.C. Nass.
Yes.
1025 South Washington in Junction City, right off the interstate. J.C. Nass, a big, big church, a lot of friendly people. And come on over there, and they'll give you a great, great Christmas meal, and you might even be surprised with a few other things.
Yes.
Very cool. Is that volunteer put on then? Or?
Yes, it is. And actually, they did that at Thanksgiving time, too.
They did.
Yes. So, and they have a good turnout.
They have a great turnout.
Right.
So.
And just kind of going back real quick, you mentioned the Eagles. Do you get a lot of people come out?
We get people come from all over. Eagle Day is one day, and then what we do as the CVB, we'll lead about two tours ourselves. We'll meet over there at the CVB parking lot, and then out we go. And I take them to some places that maybe Eagle Days doesn't. And we do. I get a lot of photographers that come out with me. People love getting the pictures with them. The problem is that, you can still do it, is these some people bring the little point-and-shoot cameras, and they're trying to take a picture of an eagle 100 yards away. And so I'd recommend that bring binoculars or bring some kind of magnification, something that magnifies so you can get in closer. But they sure are beautiful. I could take you out right now and show you 10 eagles right now sitting in a tree, and they're just stunning. They really are.
All right. Well, your website, pretty simple, junctioncity.org here. All kinds of information on there, lodging, dining options, everything that you could want here for travelers.
I'm glad that you said keep it simple, because we believe in the KISS principle. And the listeners know what KISS is. Not the rock group that's coming to spring. But keep it simple, and I won't say the
and
last
And then also silly. You could check us
silly.
Out on
there
Facebook.
There you go, silly.
Or even some of the beautiful pictures that have been taken from the CVB. Check us out on Flickr.
Or YouTube. We got videos. We're constantly putting up videos. There's an old one on there called Tourism Man, and he's in his whitey tidies, and he's in his cape, and he works to bring more tourism. In fact, yeah, he does weird things. You'd have to look for that video.
And who would that be?
I don't know. I would never wear whitey tidies.
Whitey tidies.
Yes.
And you want people to watch this.
Well, it's kind of fun. You have to look at it as a fun way. And then it's like a freak show.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay.
You know.
Well, then I've figured it out.
Yes, it's me.
That was pretty easy.
Yes.
That's pretty easy.
Well, you know, you got to love life. I always tell people, if you can't laugh at yourself, who are you going to laugh? And the first one you got to love is yourself before you can love anybody else. So
look at that.
I love Kansas. I'm going to just tell you, we are so blessed with such a beautiful state. No matter what anybody tells you out there, especially our area, I'll just say this, the heart of the Flint Hills area is just beautiful. And we get wildlife in ways people don't even imagine. So I know that over here when K-State wins a game, they get wildlife too, but we get a lot of wildlife.
You know, you bring up an interesting question. I was going to ask you about this because this is off topic a little bit, if you're all right with this. Because I see you on game day Saturdays with your camera.
Yes.
You're a regular photographer there. I don't know who you take the pictures for, but I'm certain that you have captured a lot of memories at K-State. Got any favorites?
You know, it might not be a favorite, but I always remember when Zimmerman came out on his crutches. I think it was his last game. It was kind of a little heartbreaking. And then
he's a Junction City kid.
He is, and he's an assistant coach now at the high school. And then, you know, every moment, every game, when you see Coach Snyder, he'll let the whole team run out. He won't try to go out there in front. He lets the team go. And there he is walking by himself. And every moment that I see that, that's just a special moment when you come to think about who this man is. And that he doesn't try to, I'm going to lead you on the field. Nope, he lets his players go, and he comes out after them. And that's always special.
He does tell them when to go.
Yes, he does.
I know that.
Yes.
I watch for that.
And then I have to be honest, here's my very first K-State game, and I'll date myself. I went to buy tickets, and they were giving tickets away. And so me and my little baby, who's now has two grandkids, but we went in, and there he was, Brian Bosworth. And to be honest, that's who I went to see was Brian Bosworth. But there he was at K-State. So I watched the first half and then left. But now look at K-State. Yeah. Wow, what a transformation.
Yeah. And another thing, speaking of football, and this is probably something that rings with both of you, the Army-Navy game has a real nice local touch this year, doesn't it?
Yes, and Army will win.
Okay.
I mean, they almost beat Oklahoma. So.
Have you seen the new uniforms?
No,
I
haven't.
I have. They're phenomenal.
Oh, because this year is they're having a salute to the Big Red One.
Mm-hmm.
And the uniforms are black. Yeah, Rick, you didn't know this?
We're not going, Michelle? What is this?
But the helmets have the Big Red One on the front of the helmet.
We're going.
And,
where's the game at?
It's not in Kansas.
It's in Kansas City, you say?
No, it's not. It's not anywhere close. But there's a lot of Fort Riley enthusiasts that are going to just absolutely love this.
They are awesome. I saw that last night. I almost put it on our Facebook page, but I thought, well, I better not.
Well, we're going to try to get a couple of – I understand there are some captains that are up at Fort Riley that have played in the Army-Navy game, that played football for Army. We're going to try to hear from them a little bit later on what this game means to them. So.
I'm looking at the uniforms right now.
Yeah.
They are they are special.
But the dedication of this game to the Big Red One in observance of its 100th anniversary there, that's neat.
That is really special. Neat. Thank you for telling me about that. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm more of a fishing outdoor fan than I am,
talk football, though, a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
That's okay.
Office,
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand.
My team got beat yesterday by the Chiefs, so.
Oh,
and mine won.
You're a Raiders fan?
I was born in Oakland. It's in my blood.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that's all right. Okay. We're going to have a great new stadium. Sorry. We better get back on topic.
I'm out of this conversation now.
Okay, bye.
All right, so JunctionCity.org. We're about out of time here, but that's where people go. Anything else real quick?
JunctionCity.org in the heart of the Flint Hills. Great people. I mean, just a great place to visit. Don't come out there for yourself. Explore. Come by the CVB at 222 West 6th Street. Michelle?
Yes, absolutely. We got a lot of things to offer.
All right. Rick Dykstra, Michelle Steinmetz, thank you so much for being here. We'll continue with In Focus after this. Chad Bunger will join us next.
K-Man News is brought to you by ESB Financial. May you be blessed with a fellowship of family and friends this Christmas season. ESB.